Love Talk Radio.
I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Choir Boy of Death, Gale, you'll be joining us very shortly. We can go on a track while I finish off Raw. So here we go, Twisted, When I Get to Hell.
Looking for
Ah, yeah, one more twisted track. Wet Dreams, here we go.
Calling from Connecticut. Hey, I just wanted to call in, and I was talking to one of you dudes earlier about promoting my record label, Straight Jacket Records, and the mixtape we got dropping September 3rd. That's the biggest horrorcore project on the planet.
Hell yeah. I was actually the one that you were talking to. And by the way, man, it's always great to meet, you know, another low from Connecticut, man.
Oh, yeah, woo-woo, man. Yeah, I just moved down here like 2 years ago, and I haven't really met too much fam, but I've met a few, and everybody's been welcome down here.
Hell yeah, man. Woo-woo to that.
Woo-woo.
So, of course, you know, like, you were telling me on Facebook, you know, you and your boys actually got a couple shows coming up, like the Twisted and like a few others.
Well, no. A couple people we got on the mixtape, like K-Dabber. K-Dabber opens up for Twisted. He opened up for Twisted a couple months ago in New Hampshire. He's opening up for ABK in September. He's not one of my artists, but he's a close friend of mine. You know, he's down with me, and he's opening up for ABK coming up September. But he's on the mixtape. We also got Black Walls, who just recently, Horrorcore Magazine, featured him as a download, who just did a song with Loki.
Yeah, man. As you pointed, you mentioned Black Walls, man, because, you know, like, we've actually heard that track. And Black Walt actually sent that track away to use for our mixtape that we just put out, man.
Yeah. He just randomly, once we announced that we were doing the mixtape, he randomly hit me up and said, hey, man, I want to drop some shit on this mixtape. It's not the song with Loki, but it's one of his own personal tracks that he's got going on there. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Nocturnal Records, Chaos Anubis and Psychotic?
Not really.
They're straight out of Michigan, but they're both on it. Chaos Anubis is the CEO of Nocturnal Records. He's actually dropped a song on it, and so did Psychotic.
Oh, yeah, man, that's what's up.
Yeah, we also have a mystery artist on there. I can't talk about it because it's a complete mystery until you download the mixtape, which, by the way, is 100% completely free, no charge.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. We got Straight Jacket Records' own Joey Quarters on the mixtape, and newly signed group. This is pretty much breaking news right now. Newly signed group, Firewater, the team of Lucius and his brother Crow.
Hell yeah, man. Definitely looking forward to hearing, you know, what they sound like, man.
Yeah. Just want to let you know, everybody, check out our Facebook page. It's the Straight with an 8 Jacket Records on Facebook. All this shit pretty much is going to be out on there. We're working on getting our website set up. That should be up within the next month or so. Firewater's EP, our new group, it will be coming very soon. There's no date set yet, but it should be coming very, very soon.
Hell yeah, man. Now, do any of the other artists that, you know, that are on your label have any tracks out there that, you know, that I might be getting my hands on to, you know, to actually play up on here from time to time?
Yeah, man, we could definitely get that soon. I have Firewater, like, right now, fucking recording shit right now that I told him to go and do that shit. Joey Quarters has got plenty of music up on his page. It's Joey with a Quarters with a Z. He's got plenty of music he can always play. He's done some tribute shit. He actually did his own version of In My Room, the ICP song, and that shit was pretty dope. He pretty much remade it, but he can't really play it up anywhere because he keeps getting copyright infringement for it, even though it's pretty much, you know, it's a tribute.
Yeah. That's definitely understandable right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I will definitely get check that out as well, man.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to give a big whoop whoop to everybody out there listening, and make sure you check out the page. You know, show some love. You know, we fam too. You know, we representing Juggalos around the world in the Horror Coast to Coast mixtape. Just remember, this is the only one out of anybody on the internet anywhere they're doing. There's nobody else that does a horror coast to coast. Nobody's doing anything, no kind of mixtape like this. This is people from the East Coast, the West Coast. We even got ninjas that are fucking Southern ninjas, fucking dropping some crunk fucking Juggalo shit.
Hell yeah, man.
So.
All right, so right now I'm going to look up Joey Quarters, and while I'm doing this, I think we should go into a track. Is there anything that you want to hear, man?
That new joint Twister's got out. What's that shit? The fucking
Nightmare?
The video for. Yeah.
Which track off that do you want to hear? Because I'm trying to. Trying to remember, like,
the one they just did the video for there. That was fucking dope shit. They brought the Wicked back with that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, speaking of which, what are your feelings about AMB and Boondocks returning to Psychopathic?
Well, me personally, I'm not a fan of AMB. You know, I saw how shit went down when and how they got signed to Psychopathic, and I thought that shit was kind of, you know, that's, you know, that wasn't right, you know, buying up people's coins and shit to get the, you know, to get the votes, you know. But Boondocks, yo, I'm down for Boondocks. Boondocks, you know, I'm from New Hampshire originally, you know, so I was kicking it in the sticks, you know, doing my wicked shit up there. You know, I could relate to that shit. And back when I used to, you know, kick my own shit, I used to, you know, do some shit sort of like Boondocks. You know, I used to be, you know, Casket, the fucking, the killer country boy.
Hell yeah, man.
You know, fucking Killbilly, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah, Boons, I'm glad he's back.
Hell yeah. So here you go, man. This is Twisted Wit down with us.
All right. Whoop, whoop.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. Whoa.
Temporary pain and everlasting images, just like tattoos that cover my appendages, practices and scrimmages, stay sharp, rehearsing lines and sentences to kill the man in the mirror, my own personal nemesis. Pen is out of ink and no paper, now that's a casualty. I spit dextrose, my mouth is full of cavities, your mind are out of your league, you better call the cavalry. Terrestrial body falls toward the center of gravity, meaning you fall if you battle me too tight to rattle me. Spill your blood on the canvas and hang it in the gallery, full of substance, so many empty like they calories. Allergic to fake bitches, the doctor called my allergies and pencil in appointment, accustomed to disappointment. We've been doing our own thing and gaining some new enjoyment. It's a brand new nightmare, bloody and unclear, to infinity and beyond. Roll like Woody and Lightyear.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us.
You said I put the eye on evil, well let me put a needle in your eye and call it a peekle into your mind, and I'm the sign they eat you. And I don't give a fuck if you come looking for peace, fan of me, we all beefing. And a pair of J's with a meat cleaver, quick to clear the block with a chop, call it the street sweeper. Fuck a cop, he just wanted to kill a creature who was fucking his daughter in a pair of some sweet sneakers. Tell me, who gives it how you want it when you need it, when the rest of them retreat and deplete it, and then even turn any backs on the people who really need it. I'm just stating facts, you need to watch the shit you tan on your back. And me and Jamie, we ain't a couple of hats roaming the industry looking for fat chaps. We're the dopest of what we'd be, the wicked abstract, and we never going out like that.
Hell yeah!
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us.
Ready to get your hands together, grab a chainsaw, axe, whatever, it's showtime. But I'm much worse than Dexter and Hannibal Lecter. Can you handle the pressure when you channel a faster? The evil professor, leave you looking like the path to Spencer, tied up in the room with a pentagram in the center. Evil lose like a number one contender. Say goodbye to your champ as I consume the pretender.
They want butcher knife axes and wicked shit. We got blood soaked microphones and we won't quit. They want drugs, bitches and a scar to crush, and all of them are down with us.
Damn right.
We got the knife and love to you. They're on each and every one of you. You might even find a gun or two. Just know that we do it all for they you. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. Whoa. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain
we're back. And I'm actually uploading Evil Is What Evil Does by Joey Quarters right now. So definitely looking forward to hearing this track.
What's that?
I said I'm actually in the process of uploading Evil Is What Evil Does by Joey Quarters right now.
Yeah, oh good. Whoa, man, good luck. Yeah, Joey Quarters is a dude that half owner of the label Doctor Strange, he signed him and got him down. Joey's a good dude, you know, he's crazy as fuck, I'll tell you that right now.
Hell yeah, bud. Always good to have a shitload of crazy motherfuckers in the world making music.
That's pretty much, you know, that's what we talk about, man. You know, Straight Jacket Records, man, we're the fucking madhouse. You know, we take in all the motherfucking crazies, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Now, where can I find In My Room track that he did?
I think it might be on his SoundCloud or his SoundClick page. I'm not sure. It might have got taken off because copyright issues, obviously. I think I got a copy of it somewhere. It's got to be on one of those pages.
Yeah, cause I'm on SoundCloud right now, and I'm seeing like Morbid Shit, American Killer, and Evil Is What Evil Does.
Yeah.
So I'll check out SoundCloud.
One of these days, actually, I wish I could get a hold of him right now, but I can't. But I should have him call in to you guys so you guys could talk to him yourself.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Let me see what I can find here up on SoundClick. Because I don't really think SoundClick really does the whole copyright thing too much, because of the fact, I mean, think about it, man, you got some artists up on there that use beats that, you know, that have been either used by like Psychopathic or someone like that, and
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
back in the day, man, we used to use SoundClick to jack for beats.
Yeah, man, my co-host Gil G used to do the same thing. I think he still does from time to time.
Pretty much the only time we do something like that is when we're dropping something for free, you know, for the fans, which we do quite often, you know. We'll drop, like right now, you know, our first big project, because we started this shit back in April, our first big project is pretty much the Coast to Coast mixtape, which is going to, we're not sure if we're going to make it an annual thing or, you know, every couple of months we're going to do it, but we're going to try to, you know, refresh it and get more fresh artists in, the, you know, to come in and represent and bump that wicked shit.
Hell yeah, man. And I bet you got my co-host with us right now. What up, Ghetto?
What's going on?
Yo, what up, Ghetto? Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. What's going on, man? You must be that person that just added me on Facebook.
That I am, yo. That I am.
So what's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just, you know, talking to the boy over here, you know. We're talking about my, like, record label and shit like that, and he's going to be playing one of my artists, Joey Quarters, one of his songs.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what are we about to listen to? Are we going to play it right now?
Yeah, man. Track is called Evil Is What Evil Does, and while this is playing, I'm going to try to see if I get my hands on that In My Room cover that he did. So here we go. Joey Quarters, Evil Is What Evil Does.
Does so well. gloves. I'm coming for you and your motherfucking loved ones. Evil is what evil does, so I'm wearing gloves. I'm coming for you and your motherfucking loved ones. Evil is what evil does, so I'm wearing gloves. I'm coming for you and your motherfucking loved ones. Evil is what evil does, so I'm wearing gloves. I'm coming for you and your motherfucking loved ones.
Evil is what evil does, now I'm wearing gloves. A rubber dub dub, they found this motherfucker cut up in his bathtub. One shot to the chest and he was done. And when I was done, I drank this motherfucking blood. This unsolved murder spree's getting gruesome. Your death was exclusive, cause that's how it had to be. You caught the execution riddles with confusion, fast confusion. I should probably be behind bars, spitting out these wicked bars. I'll drag you with a rope tied to the fucking back of my car. The cops saying that this murder seems a little too bizarre, but this is who I are, and you need to die, cause you're a fucking fraud. And when you get to hell, you better pray to God. I show up at my victim's wake so I can spin straight in their motherfucking face. They're all scum. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, red rum, come and get some. You had to talk shit, that's why you got pistol whipped until your tongue was showing through your fucking skin. This is all American sin. Can you see the reaper behind my grin? Come again. Now what the fuck you just say? I leave some victims buried alive in and on my grave. Starvation kicks in within a few days. It's too late to pray cause God ain't here. I'm the one you need to fear. My determination means your future's unclear. When I arrive, blood drips down the Virgin Mary's eyes. You think you're hard, but all my fucking victims cry. They ask me why would I do this? I pull from the knife, laceration to your skin. I stab it in again and again. Your life's what you're losing. The soul's what the fuck I'm consuming. I'll send you straight to hell. No, we're losing all these bitches I'm abusing. This is my motherfucking retribution. Bitch, I fucking kill for fun. My family wouldn't love me if they knew what I've done. Walk up the complete stranger's start, idle conversations, pour into a fucking dark place, then erase them. All my deeds, they're premeditated. You turn to ash when you get incinerated. Yo, my concentration is your demise, and my mind's on the prize, and the prize is your motherfucking life.
Evil is what evil does, so I'm wearing gloves. I'm coming for you and your motherfucking loved ones. Evil is what evil does, so I'm wearing gloves. I'm coming for you and your motherfucking loved ones.
And we're back.
So what did you think?
Actually, a pretty fresh track, man.
Yeah, man.
You like that? Havoc, I'm sending you right now a song that's from that's half of Firewater, the group I just signed. It's Lucius. He's right from Connecticut. He lives right in South Windsor.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm sending it to you right through Facebook right now. The song's called Haunted Mansion. Just literally signed him like 2 days ago. I've been chasing this dude down for about 2 months, you know, trying to get him to sign. And then he had his brother there with him, and we all kicking it, you know, having a couple of drinks. And, you know, I was like, you know what, you know, you guys should be down with Straight Jackie. You know, I was like, you know, I can't promise you the world right now, but I can, you know, I could definitely, you know, do some shit for you.
Sounds good, man. Hell yeah, man. And I actually managed to find the In My Room cover track.
Yep.
It actually wasn't on SoundCloud. It was actually up on Reverb Nation, actually.
Oh, was it? No. Oh, yeah. I forgot he had that. I got so much shit I got to go through because I'm also now managing Firewater too, because that was something on another project. I told him I was like I could help manage you guys because I used to do music and I was in it for a couple of years. You know, I did it for about 10 years altogether, and I was part of a group called the Cell Block Psychos.
Hell yeah. So, Ghetto Man, how'd you feel about the ending of Raw tonight, man?
I would just like to say thank you to Triple H for doing that for me.
Yeah, man. What's that, man? Yeah, man. I was actually watching that. I was watching that while waiting for you guys to come on, man. I haven't caught Raw for a while, So I was sitting back watching it. I watched the ending of SummerSlam last night, and I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, it was a big step up from last year's SummerSlam.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I literally remembered the URL for the page I used to watch it, and I watched it just as he won, and then fucking obviously this shit with Randy Orton, and I was like, yeah.
No, this was clearly a very epic heel turn, seeing how, you know, he turned heel, and then, like, the whole, all the champions are, you know, heels, too.
right, yeah. Yo, I know earlier today they announced, I saw it across Facebook, I guess Cena, like, announced, like, something. It was a sign that said, like, something, like, epic change or something. So I thought maybe, like, last night, I thought he was going to have a heel turn because I saw him kind of shove Daniel Bryan, you know, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it did kind of look like he was going to do something like that, but clearly he did not.
No.
Yeah,
Are you kidding me, man?
I don't know. The only sign I saw so far tonight was Cena hurt Scat.
Yeah, I saw that shit, man. That was funny as hell.
See, when you sent me the picture, I thought you were showing me that because it said, what did it say? Free Saban.
Free Saban.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, because that was the little sign right next to it. But anyway, go ahead.
You guys
oh,
see
yeah,
that
by the way, I was right.
Brooke Hogan?
My mom dropping Brooke
TNA.
Hogan?
Yeah, TNA dropped Brooke Hogan.
How the hell did they drop Brooke Hogan when Hulk Hogan runs that shit?
Apparently it was a budget problem. You know, the fucking company, Hogan's running into the fucking ground while helping running into the ground.
Well, I don't think it ever got off the ground.
No, not necessarily, no. You know, but the glory days of TNA was, like, from, like, 2003 to, like, 2008. And, like, now it's just kind of like, yeah, I don't even really bother to watch it half the time.
Even their video game was terrible.
Oh, yeah. That's what I get for wasting $60.
Well, it's not like, for you. I only paid like $40. Like, that was PS2, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I had an Xbox 360, yeah. That fucking thing.
So, Ghetto, I was right. We ended up seeing the Shield for a third time.
So fucking predictable, man.
They gotta use the Shield. Apparently Triple H wants the Wyatt to take over the Shield spot.
Yeah, and I'm very happy with that. Get rid of the fucking Shield.
Dude, the Wyatts are fucking dope, man. I like them.
Hell yeah, it's something new, you know, something, you know, creepy and shit, man. I like that.
I swear to God, man. See, you saw the pictures of Boondocks at the Gathering, and I looked at him, and I looked at the Bray Wyatt, and I'm like, damn, man. Yeah, I was like, man, that's Boondocks.
Yeah, that does look similar now. Now the Boondocks got the beard going on,
Yeah. I was actually kind of surprised. I saw the video. He wasn't wearing face paint or nothing, so it was probably kind of like a drop of the hat type of shit.
Well, it was mainly because he was performing with the whole Underground Avengers and whatnot.
Yeah, and that he said right there that they might bring him in, which would be fucking sick.
Hell yeah.
And Tom Skaggs is an idiot.
What the hell is that?
Dude, I've been fucking old Juggalos chat. Because of the fact, he goes, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, I bring to you a timeless classic that we all know and love. To the ladies around the world, we ninjas got one thing to hunt. I bring you, who's going titty hunting?
I'm sure the people in there, you know, with that whole respect thing going on, man, ain't gonna like that very much. People are on that whole respect movement thing going on where they don't like anything sexual.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you guys think about the 10 Juggalo commandments? I just had one of my homies bring this up to me the other day because I've been down since I was like, you know, 12, 13. I'm 25 now. And I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, that shit's stupid. You know, back in the day, it was either you're down or you know you're down. You know, you're not down.
See, man, I like this dude. See? That's exactly what it is.
You know, it's not. There's no fucking commandments to follow. You know, not everybody lives, the way that, ICP wants you to follow, man. You know, it's just you're down. You know, there is no, I've heard shit about juggalos jumping juggalos and shit like that, man. Back in the day, man, that shit never happened. You know, back in the day, it was if you were getting jumped. It didn't matter if you were getting jumped by 10 guys and there was one other juggalo and he saw that shit, he'd jump in to help your ass out and get his ass beat, too.
Yeah, good luck with that nowadays, though.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, man, I'll see a lower or let, out and about, and, I just, whoop, and they just look at me like I'm stupid half the time, and it's like, for real?
Yeah, or you say, like, what up, ninja, and they're like, what?
Yeah, right?
I got that plenty of times.
You know, some of these kids, man, you just like, magic, ninjas, what? And they're like, they're looking at you like you're stupid.
Well, the whole thing people are confused on now, on Facebook anyway, is what Neddin means.
Are you for real?
Yeah, man, there's a big conversation going on about that.
Yo, I heard that shit in a song and I put two and two together back in the day and I'm like, oh, all right.
It's just funny that people are bringing this up now, man, after so many years of, like, hearing the word being used.
Yeah.
Yeah, bud. And then
I got other cases
out there that say, for juggalos, by juggalos, but they have non-juggalo DJs.
Yeah, I saw a post.
Yeah, we're at war, I guess you could say.
Oh, for real? Damn, there you go.
Well, I guess we're the ones that fire the shots first, though. Because we don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, we had this one motherfucker, up on here, And honestly, I only fucking been a co-host because of the fact, my then ex asked me to. I mean, I didn't really want to make him a co-host because, he wasn't a juggalo. And this is Juggalo Rider Radio. This is he ran by juggalos for juggalos. And if there's only two juggalos and a non-juggalo, it just makes things seem a little weird and creepy.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. That's like, because, juggalos, we're your family. But that's like, you bring your, like, your weird-ass, like, fucking... third, twice removed cousin to the fucking family reunion, and that shit's just awkward.
Man, it's kind of like what he was, to be honest.
maybe he was a juggalo at one time, and then he removed himself
He even admitted that he's never been a juggalo and that he wasn't a juggalo ever. So,
my fucking girl. One of her friends was like crazy let. Like, first time I met this chick, man, I was like, oh, this chick's cool. She's got all kinds of hatchet gear. She's really knowledgeable and all this shit. Like a couple months ago, when Twisted left Psy, and I'm like, hey, what do you think about, Twisted leaving Psy? And she's like, oh, I don't give a fuck. She's like, I found God.
What exactly does that mean?
I'm like, how the fuck does that mean? I'm like, so you're throwing down your hatchet because you found God. I'm like, that's good for you. I was like, but yo, that shit's weak.
Well, let's see. There was Violent J saying, truth is we follow God. And then then you got that, what is that, group or something with the Juggalos of God or whatever the fuck that shit's called.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. But, there's always one thing I always thought about, when I remember when I first heard that, man, it was definitely, it shocked me. But then I was like, wait a minute, man. How can you say you follow God and rap about the shit that you do? But then in the same context, it's like, it even says in the Bible, you don't have to go to fucking church to worship. You don't have to do this and that,
Now, I would love it if it said fucking in the Bible.
That will be in my Bible. That will be in Casket's Bible of the fucking unholy.
But, yeah, I don't know. People are real weird, though. I don't know. They just look for an excuse to, just dip out.
And the funniest thing is people call us juggalos weird. And I tell you what, I've met some motherfuckers that are, like, fucking, Rob Zombie fans. you know, diehard Rob Zombie fans, and they are weird ass motherfuckers. Those dudes
give
me the chills.
You find some weird motherfuckers in any type of group of people.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, when you look at you look at more than like 75% of Slipknot's maggots back when Slipknot was around. You know, those dudes are fucking crazy. Like, they talk shit about, you know, say Juggalos mosh pits are crazy. Yo, those fucking mosh pits are fucking scary. Motherfuckers going in there with knives and shit.
The fuck?
Yo, I've seen it, man. My ex's brother took me to a Lamb of God concert once. You know, I've never been to a Lamb of God concert, you know. I've never really been to a big heavy metal band, you know, concert.
So you must have got trapped in the wall of death.
That's what I was just going to talk about, yo. All of a sudden, the lead singer goes, I want all you motherfuckers on this side, and I want all you motherfuckers on this side. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? He's like, just go on the other side. And I'm like, what? He's like, just go on the other side. And he's like, when he says go, just run forward. I'm like, just run forward? I'm like, all right. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, I have no idea what's going to go on, man. I was like, but this shit's going to suck. And all of a sudden, he says, go, man. And they fucking hit that first fucking chord, man. And just bam, dude, I got clobbered. I got trampled by like 700 people. I had to crawl my way through the people underneath. And I'm a big dude. I'm 6'1". Back then I was like 350 pounds. Out here I am crawling my way through, getting stepped on. I got people standing on me and shit.
Yeah, man, I've definitely seen that. I've never actually been in one or anything like that.
I guess ABK's done it before at the Gathering before.
ABK's done a wall of death? Are you serious?
Something like that, yeah, at the Gathering.
I just don't see that happening. That's a little awkward.
I can imagine so. This shit's scary, yo. You know, I'm on the ground going, I'm on the ground, I'm just a juggalo.
Then they just keep running. They don't care.
No, then they kick your fucking skull in.
It could have been worse. It could have been that Pearl Jam concert.
Yeah.
People got trampled over and killed.
Yeah. Or it could be like Coolio jumping off stage and nobody catches him and he gets beat and robbed.
What the hell was that at?
I don't remember, but it happened to him, man. He went to crowd surf and he fucking jumped off the stage and nobody caught him, and then people beat him and then fucking robbed him.
What the fuck? Damn, I didn't know about
that. Fuck, man. Coolio's funny as hell, man, but when he gets, you know, didn't he get a fucking tattoo and get something spelt wrong or whatever?
Yeah, he spelled Juggalo wrong.
Yeah, he spelled Juggalo wrong. And ain't nobody said anything to him because we want to show him how fucking stupid he is.
Like, first time I saw that, I was like, he's kind of missing a G there.
Right? Yeah. He's just a juggalo. He's a juggalo. He's a juggalo. He's the one juggalo. While the rest of us are juggalos, he's a juggalo.
Yeah, kind of like there's the people to get the them real shitty hatchet men tatted on them.
I've seen shit like that. Yo, my boy that I used to be in the Cell Block Cycles with, you know, I hope he's not listening because he's going to be pissed off. But he got this rosary tattoo once, all right? It looked good, you know, and everything. Well, then he let some dude try to give him a dark lotus cross on his chest. Shit was, oh, my God, dude. It was fucking terrible. Man, it looks like his daughter, his six-year-old daughter drew it. And he comes up, he's like, yo, I got my Lotus Cross. So I'm all like, yo, that's tight, man, let's see it. Rips his fucking shirt off, man. I'm like, what the fuck just happened to you? I'm like, dude, did you fucking let some little kid, like, draw a picture on you and tattoo it? He's like, nah, man, my boy did this. I'm like, well, you need to go back to your boy and fucking beat his ass down because he did some bad fucking work.
That was like his picture I saw the other day where these people actually admitted that they had their 9-year-old tattoo, the shittiest thing that they had on them.
Yes. Well, you know, I've seen some, like, you know, like, I've seen ones of, like, parents having, like, their kids draw a picture and then they tattoo on them. You know, I can see, you know, maybe that's kind of cool. You know, I got kids, but I don't think I'd want to do that.
Maybe if your kid can draw, like, really well or something.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe if your kid's, like, the next Michelangelo or some shit, but, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, at fucking 6 years old, Leonardo da Vinci is not going to fucking tap into his unproven potential yet.
I don't know, man. People just want, just so eager to get tattoos, they'll fucking tattoo anything on them.
Right, right. You know, I'm 25. I still have yet to get a single tattoo because it's like, you know what? I don't know, man. I'm going to have to live with that shit. Everybody's like, yo, get your Hatchet Man tat. Yo, I actually do that. Because of the cops and shit, man, I'm afraid to get that shit tatted.
Well, get it somewhere where they won't see it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Yo, I was arrested a couple years back for some shit, and because I was wearing a Psychopathic Records shirt, I was labeled as a gang member. So I am now, therefore, in the system as a gang member.
Now, growing up, did you ever think you would be labeled as a gang member?
Never.
Well, here we are, 2013, in a gang.
Right. You know, but, you know, Killer C?
Yeah.
You can look it on many times, though. Unfortunately, yeah. Killer C had a, he kind of had a point, but there are legit Juggalo gangs in California. That like
they can stay in California.
Yeah, they legitimately work. They work with, like, I guess the Bloods or whatever, and I guess they're holding their own in a turf war with the, I think it's the M16s. Like, it's a big like Mexican gang out in fucking Cali. I guess they're holding their own. But yeah, but Killer C tried, you know, Killer C tried calling Juggalos a gang back in like 2010.
Well, Killer C's an idiot. That's why.
He actually said that on a song or a CD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we all know Killer C's an idiot.
Well, things like that, yes.
Oh, see, the thing you got to realize me is, even though it's like a long time ago, I still got beef with fucking Killer C. Because of its own fact, see, what happened with him is, you know, me and him fucking set up an interview, you know, to actually go down with him, between me and him, up on here, and then, then all of a sudden, he gives me a number to call, you know, to fucking remind him of the fucking interview. Well, I called a number, and it turned out it was not even his number, it was something completely different. I had no idea what the fuck I was talking about.
So he bullshitted you, man. That's some fucking bullshit right there.
Yep.
I used to kick it with his little brother.
So pretty much. Yeah.
Unfortunately, his little brother committed suicide about 2 years ago. Now, he was down. He was a Juggalo, but yeah, him and I did tracks together and shit like that. And but yeah, man, he talked to me because they're like half brothers or some shit. He used to talk to me about him and say that, like, man, he was a fucking asshole, and he wouldn't even, like, yo, he wouldn't even drop a dime to help his own little brother who was, like, fucking pretty much living in poverty.
Damn.
Yet he makes all those songs about, shit like it.
Yeah. Like, I didn't believe this dude at first, and he showed me he called him up and everything, and, like, yo, his fucking shit went right to voicemail. And, like, he'd call him up when we were kicking it, and, yo, he'd never answer his phone when his own little brother called.
That's a good brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about him, but, you know, I call my brother up, man. I call my brother up at 6 in the morning, and he's fucking, what you need? How can I help you?
Man, if I got here, I'd be like, what the fuck you want?
Well, at first my brother would be like that, and he'd be like, you know what time it is, I'm going to beat your ass, but what do you need? And he's like, I'll beat your ass when I see you.
Nobody should be calling anybody at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yo, I get tomorrow off, but I usually have to get up at like 4 a.m. in the morning for my work.
Damn. Where the hell do you go to work at?
I work at a CNS Wholesale. Having seen you're from Connecticut, you might have heard of CNS. They're out of Connecticut. I work in Windsor Locks.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
So what exactly is that? Like a store?
No, it's like a warehouse. I work in a warehouse. I drive like a high-speed fucking jack, fucking picking boxes to get paid like $15 an hour.
Oh, there you go. Shit.
Yeah. It's pretty much that to pay child support and bills and try to get the label off the ground.
Well, how's that going?
It's going pretty good, you know. I used to be a signed artist, you know, 3 years ago now. I was signed to Bring the Noise Entertainment out of Connecticut, out of Hartford. And, you know, they didn't even, it was funny as hell, man, is we showed up, have them check out, you know, we're looking at the contract and shit. And this dude goes just like this. He goes, hey, man, I got the first idea with the video, first music video. We're like, all right, what you got? He's like, all right, it starts outside the club. There's a big line of people. And the first thing I go is, whoa, whoa, stop right there, motherfucker. I was like, we ain't that type. I'm like, that will not work. I'm like, you will make our fan base die off completely and just drop us. I'm like, I'm thinking more abandoned asylum. And the dude looks at me and he's like, you're fucking scaring me, yo. And I'm like, good, that's what I meant. But yeah, they fucking, we were signed with them for literally a couple months, and then they dropped us because they didn't know what to do with us. We opened up with this dude named General Money, and him and I got into it one time because he is way too mainstream for even mainstream, yo, and I couldn't stand it. And
man, even his fucking name is like, what the fuck?
Yo, his fucking, he was just so arrogant as a person, like he tried to squash the beef with me one time. Like, we did a show, you know, they had to open up for this dude for Juggalos, you know, which was a big mistake. I told them, I was like, yo, you need to have us as the last set. And they're like, no, you know, General Money, he brings people. I'm like, yeah, but these are our people here. There are fucking 1,500 Juggalos, like, right there in the front. I'm like, some bad shit's going to happen to this dude. You don't understand? And he ended up getting fucking beer cans thrown at him and fucking people throwing full fucking mixed drinks. They're actually wasting like an $8 mixed drink on this dude's face.
Well, next time they'll listen.
Yeah, well, there won't be a next time because I won't be ever working with that record label again. You know, we had some issues with my ex. Me and her split up and I kind of lost my shit for a while, which is, you know, typical for, you know, a juggalo making crazy ass music, you know, which should probably make better music, but no, they didn't think so. And they told me they wanted to drop me, and I fucking socked the fucking CEO of the record label and got kicked out of there and never allowed back.
Well, it's a lot of bad things going on there.
But not Straight Jacket Records, man. Straight Jacket Records is owned and operated by Juggalos.
Hell yeah, man. Just like JR. Ran by Juggalos for the Juggalos.
It's right, man. That's right.
Well, we're not really copyrighted or anything. We're just kind of here.
Hey, man, it works. You may get it copyrighted someday.
Well, maybe if we just use JRR, you know.
Yeah.
As for the whole Juggalo name, that will never happen.
How long you guys been running the radio for?
About 5 years.
5 years, damn. Surprised I never heard of you back in the day when I was doing Cell Block Cycle shit, man, because we were promoting the fuck out of that shit. We did shows all around and everything.
Well, if you were on MySpace, you would have heard about us.
Yeah, we were on MySpace. We were pretty big on MySpace.
Well, damn. I'm surprised we didn't hear about you.
Yeah, we were pretty big on MySpace. Especially seeing as Havoc's from the East Coast, and, you know, we were pretty much strictly representing for the East Coast.
Sure, we're all on the East Coast, man.
Well, it's how they say, you know, it's a small world, but yet on the internet, it's a big world. Because shit like that, man, you could just overlook it by accident and never see it again, you know what I mean?
It's very true.
Now, if only somebody would kill Lil Wayne, then we go.
yes, that dumbass motherfucker, I hate him.
That would be the answer to my prayers.
Yo, what was it? I had a couple dudes that are like, yo, give him a chance, listen to him.
So I tried to.
I legitly gave this dude a chance. The dude has no fucking talent whatsoever. He can't flow. He can't rap. What the fuck is he doing?
Making noise?
He's getting high. And all he does is get high and talk and shit. I could do that for free.
I know, right?
You know, fuck that shit.
Yeah, but yet, you know, people still feed into that for many years now, and I'll never understand why.
You know, the last great mainstream hip-hop was like Pac. It was like Pac and Big. Because back then, it was actually legit real. Like, these dudes, if they said they were going to go out and shoot you, Pac shot a fucking cop before.
That's when that shit was real, yeah, like you said.
Yeah.
And now it's just all about money.
Now
yeah.
It's what I call bubblegum rap. It's all about skinny jeans and looking like a fucking faggot. You know what I mean? Fucking
yeah, that's even worse.
Yo, you know, imagine if I tried to go and wear, like, leather pants or some shit and try to go on stage with a bunch of juggalos. You know what's going to happen? Your ass is going to get teal tequila'd.
Well, I don't know, man. I've seen some juggalos try to pull that shit off, you know, just because they thought it looked good. But,
if that's what they want to do, that's their forte. But, you know, us coming as a family where we all kind of dress similar, you know.
Well, yeah, we usually wear, like, the same T-shirts.
Right?
Yeah.
Go to a show, and I see about 50 other people that have the same shirt as I do. So, you know, it's not like a normal place where you see a dude that say, oh, cool, man, we get the same shirt. Because otherwise you're going to be doing that shit all fucking day.
Yeah, it's like, hey, man, I like your shirt. I like your shirt, too.
I like your shirt. Yeah.
Well, I mean, then again, I mean, you know, you do get, like, a lot of lows up on fucking Facebook who point out the obvious. Hey, I had that same shirt.
Yeah.
No shit. It's like everybody's like, oh, like on fucking Juggalo Day last year. Everybody's like, oh, Juggalo Day, I got my shit for, you know, 50% off. And it's like, yeah, man, we all fucking know it.
Hell yeah, man.
I
actually was able to pull that off this year, man. Last year, it wouldn't go through when I tried to order.
Last year, mine went through. I got, like, the twisted, the Jack Daniels bottle type of shirt they had, the Black Magic Wicked Shit shirt. I got that one, and I got the United Underground shirt and a twisted hat. But it came, like, a month later because of all the back ordering.
Damn.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I remember I called up, like, Psy, man, and I called up their fucking shit. And, like, I'm, like, tweaking out. I'm like, where the fuck's my shit, man? It's been, like, 2 weeks. And the dude was actually, like, legit juggalo working in the warehouse for Psy. He's like, yo, Ninja, don't worry about your shit, all right? And I'm just like, you know, me typical, you know, on the phone with Microsoft where they're all like, we'll get you okay, sir. You know, everything's all right. You know, I'm just like, whoop, whoop, homie, you got you. So, you know, Microsoft does that shit, man. I'm arguing up like a motherfucker with them.
Yeah, psychopathic isn't really known for being on time.
Yeah, so I've heard.
For
yo, Kid Crusher, how he lives in Australia, he got his twisted CD, even though it's not psychopathic, but he got it, like, I think it was, like, 3 weeks later after it dropped.
Did he pre-order it?
I don't know. I think, yeah, it was signed, so I'm guessing he must have pre-ordered it.
Damn.
Well, you can imagine the shipping and where it's going to go back and forth and shit, so I imagine.
Shit, man,
you
know. It's bad enough here.
Right? Hell yeah.
It's
like
the same thing with Microsoft,
yeah.
Though. Microsoft, man, my Xbox shit to bed. They took it for a month, and then they tried sending it back to me saying that the fucking it's been modded. And I was like, yo, do you really think I'd be stupid if I modded my Xbox and I would send it to you? And then so I had to send it back to them, and then they sent it back again because they weren't going to fix it then. And I got a free Xbox from Best Buy after that because I told them I was dealing with fucking Microsoft, and they hooked me up with a free Xbox.
Shit, man. Give me something free from Best Buy. What the fuck?
I go in with a broken Xbox.
I'll say my PlayStation 3 is broken.
There you go. Just tell me it's broken. You want PlayStation 4 before it comes out. Or
yeah,
you're going to
yeah.
riot. Just bring a bunch of juggalos with you and be like, we will riot if you don't give me a PS4 now.
Man,
oh, yeah. By the way,
get
yo, Amazon's fast as all fuck with their shipping. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah, Amazon is fine.
So, what did you order off there?
Action 3, and I'll be here tomorrow. And
yeah, I still don't know how to use Amazon.
And the funny
I
thing
ordered
is,
a swimming pool through them once for my kids, a little tiny kiddie pool. You know, it's one of those inflatable fucking top ring ones. And the dude, like, fucking just dropped it in my driveway and was, like, just about ready to leave. I'm like, no, man, you're going to carry that to my fucking door.
Well, it could have been that one guy from FedEx that, you know, carried that big-ass TV and just threw it over the gate.
That's the way to do it, yo.
He made the news for that shit.
But, yeah, no, but it's funny because, like, my shit was, like, just shipped, like, fucking, actually on the 19th, and which was yesterday, or today, whatever the hell you want to call it, and it's only in Danbury, and I'll be having it tomorrow.
Damn, it must be coming from somewhere close then.
Yeah.
Yo,
that
where
down.
Exactly is Danbury?
About 30, maybe 50 minutes away from Southington, and about 30 minutes away from Waterbury.
I'm new to the area. I live over by Enfield and shit. How far away is that from there?
That's like a good fucking hour, 2 hours.
Damn. You never realize how big Connecticut is until you actually live in it. It's actually a pretty big state.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking nuts.
All the Juggalo, you know, everybody I know that's down, they all live down south.
Well, I mean, I know there's up in, well, since you're up in Enfield, I think I know there's 2K Let's up there, up that way, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Whatever happened.
Oh, if I know.
I've met a few Juggalos on the Connecticut Juggalo page, but most of them are just kind of like, it's like, yo, you want to chill, kick it, you know? And they're all like, oh, you know? Yo, I think Lucius is listening to us right now.
Oh, I see a guest in the room. I don't know if that's him or if that's you or who that is.
It could be me because I'm here. Am I the only one here? I am the only one here.
Yes.
Yes, sadly you are.
It's all right. That's cool, man. I don't care. I'm going to promote it on the page right now on my...
Now, that track that you sent my way, Haunted Mansion, that's by who you said?
That's by Lucius. That's he's half of Firewater, the group I just signed.
How the fuck do you spell his name?
L-E-W-I-S.
Yo, I think I know.
Lucas Nelson?
I feel like I know that name for some reason.
He's got quite a bit of following in Connecticut. The dude has mad fucking talent. And, like, I've been trying to fucking get this dude to sign for, like, 2 months now. And finally kicked it with him and his brother, and I signed both him and his brother Crow.
Oh, yeah, man. And has anybody ever noticed that HBO and fucking Max and Showtime have the worst fucking porn on at night time?
Well, yeah, man, it's because it's soft porn.
Yeah, man. And on top of that, they're really not even having sex.
Right?
Yeah, no reason. What the fuck?
It's like, come on, man. That bitch is giving them head and shit, man. Like, ain't no way. You just down it all the time, I get.
Yo, he's tucking it. That's what he's doing. He's tucking that shit. Yo, did you ever see the one that Candace Michelle did?
Candace Michelle did a porn on HBO?
Yeah, she did a softcore porn before. I remember watching that shit, and I couldn't even jerk off to that shit, because I was like, man, that's not even right. I'm like, there's nothing going on there. I was like, that's a whole bunch of dry humping right there.
No, I did not see that. Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Mickey James did a fucking porn, too.
Well, what the fuck, man? Why didn't I ever see any of this shit?
Look up Alexis Lurie.
Somebody look that up.
Yeah, she's getting banged by like two fucking black dudes. It's funny as hell.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's back before she was all toned up shit like she is now. My boy Big Mac fucking was just
Big
like
Mac.
Talking to me randomly, and he's like, you know, oh, he's a big boy, man. He's like a 500 pounder. He sure as hell ain't no small fry. But yo, he's like, yo, you know Mickey James did a porn, and you know, of course, me being the wrestling fan I am, and of course Mickey James is just banging that ass.
Yeah, it's because you're a wrestling fan that you wanted to see this.
Yes, that's the only reason. That's the only reason I wanted to just investigate.
He's like,
you know,
man, I just want to see that bitch naked. Who we can?
I get penthouse for the columns. All right.
Of course you do.
I just read the columns. I keep it in the bathroom. I spend a lot of time in my bathroom, and I just read the columns.
But anyway, what were you saying? You were about to tell us something.
He was, what, me or?
Man, I thought you were trying to get into telling us something, but I guess not.
Apparently not, man. How many joints have you smoked this evening?
None.
None.
Yeah, Ghetto don't smoke, considering the fact the whole incident that he had where he was seeing cartoon animals.
Man, that's not even why, man.
Wait, what? Elaborate on this for me.
Well, let's see. Many, many years ago. I don't know. Just so happened to be, you know, smoking some weed and whatnot in my friend's backyard. And then all of a sudden, we were just chilling there after a while, and then like we started seeing like some cartoon animals and whatnot just running across the yard. So that was interesting.
What the fuck were you smoking, yo?
It's a good question. I don't know. It was a while ago.
I don't know where you got this shit, but you need to tell me.
I know is the next day I was sick as fuck, though. I know that.
You probably had some shrooms in there or some shit too, man.
Well,
whatever
was in there was in there.
I have never in my life ever smoked weed that made me see cartoon characters.
Or there was this one time that I was real sick or something. I was on like cold medicines and whatnot, and then I decided, you know, smoke some bowls and whatnot with my friend. And then we were walking up the street, and like. It was real weird because I felt like I was walking like that one guy in that Levi's commercial. You know, he's walking all funny and weird and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was walking like that. I was like, what the fuck? And then,
you know for a fact that you actually tried walking like that. I know I did.
But then, like, I was trying to eat something too, man. I went to put the food in my mouth and I completely missed my mouth. Yeah, that was interesting too.
Yeah, I remember. I'll tell you a funny ass story. It's actually funny because it's kind of like a bug out fucking story. I hadn't smoked at the time in a couple of years, and I had a friend come over, and she smoked with me, and then I went inside to chill with my daughter. I'm holding my daughter, and I'm like, man, she feels really hot. I'm like, she feels really hot, and like. I started, like, freaking out, man. I'm calling my girlfriend. I'm like, she's hot, you know, I can't get her to cool off. And she's trying to tell me how the ways to get her to cool off and all this shit. And fucking, like, nothing seems to be working. She's feeling really hot to me. Like, I was like, she's getting hotter. And, like, she's like, all right, well, you know, just, you know, do this and go home. And, you know, my friend that I was smoking with is like, I got to go. And I started bawling and crying because I'm worried about my daughter, you know. I'm freaking out. So I'm crying. My ex comes home, grabs her, and goes, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, she's fine. So she is fucking fine. And I'm like, no. I'm like, she's hot. And, like, she at the time, she didn't like me smoking. And then she looks at my eyes, and she's like, you're fucking stoned, aren't you? And I'm like, no, I'm munching on a bag of chips.
No.
And I insisted on her bringing my daughter to the hospital. So we go to bring my daughter to the hospital, and we pick up my boy Lunatic, who was part of the Sublock Psychos with me and my homie. And he's high, too. So, like, we're fucking there, and the doctor's, like, you know, checking her out and everything. And I'm like, all right, let's go raid the vending machine. And we end up raiding the vending machine and fucking munching out in the lobby and all this shit. And fucking the doctor comes out and goes, sir, you need to go home and go to bed. You're way too high on marijuana. He's like, there's nothing wrong with your daughter. Da, 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 da. He's like, if you don't leave, we're going to call the police. And here I am, like, fucking baked out of my mind. And I'm just, like, staring at him. I didn't say anything the whole time. He's just, like, waiting for me to say anything. And so it was, like, an awkward pause of a second of, like, it felt like forever to me, but it was probably, you know, only a few seconds. And then finally I'm like, okay, let's go.
Doctor said, get the hell out of here. You're too high.
You're right. That's pretty much what he said, man. After that, man, I didn't smoke weed for the longest time. I haven't smoked now for the longest time either. But fucking, I didn't smoke it for the longest time. It was like 4 years after that.
But it's all right. You're not high. You were just hungry.
I was just hungry, yo. I was starving. Yeah, man. When I used to sneak smoke when I was with her, man, I'd go out and smoke a bowl with her brother. And, like, she comes and chills. She's like, hey, I want you to get up and do this. And, you know, I'm the type of dude, if I get high, I'm useless to the world.
Man, I'm like, yeah, it's sober or high, anything.
Dude, if I have to get up and go to the fridge, dude, I feel like it's like climbing Mount Everest when I'm high. So, like, she's like, I get up, do this, do that, do this. And I just looked at her, and I'm just like, fuck you. I ain't doing shit.
Man, that's my response to anything. Even if I like it.
It's
nowadays,
true.
Man.
It's true.
Nowadays, if I try pulling out with a girl I'm with now, man, I get my ass beat.
Man, I thought you just said when you're trying to pull out of a girl, you would get your ass beat.
Yeah. As I come, I want you to punch me in the face.
Man, he wants to get donkey punched. I'm like, what the fuck? It's a little awkward. I didn't know guys wanted that.
It happens, I guess.
I just thought it was, you know, the dude doing the chicks, you know, usually.
But,
people.
We all say we play some Lucius Haunted Mansion right now.
Alright.
Let's do it.
Where's the flashlight? This candle wick is burned out. I think I've been here before, I'm just turned around, then I turned around, what the fuck, my heart jumped out of my chest, the clock struck, 4 a.m. and I'm still wide awake, I found a pack of matches and an axe inside a safe, this place is big man, I'm really starting to freak, I feel the different side coming out, the monster in me, no matter how calm I get, I just start shaking more, took a turn around the corner, there's a basement door,
why am I here, I don't know why I'm filled with fear and I could die, because I'm scared it's not the place I wanna be, I wanna wake up. Then my head spun and the lights flashed. I'm in a state of shock, I hope I die fast, seeing glowing eyes of the artist's color. How the fuck did I end up in this haunted bunker? Around every corner there's a different demon. I wanna die right now, just forget the bleeding. I'm going crazy, my mind is like an asylum. The devil's not on my back, I'm right beside him. He turned a cannibal, now I'm getting the munching. Forever vanished with these ghosts in his dungeon. He took my spirit and my heart's been out. Ever since the day I've been a part of this house. Why am I here? I don't know why I'm filled with fear and I could die, because I'm scared it's not the place I wanna be. I wanna wake up.
And we're back.
That shit's dope too.
You like that shit?
Hell yeah.
Ghetto man, what'd you think?
It was a good track to listen to while I ate my Twinkie.
That's funny as hell.
But no, I was really eating a Twinkie though. Just in case you were
wondering. Aren't you glad they're back?
Yeah, it's the second time around getting the box.
I haven't gotten any yet, but man, last time I had a Twinkie, it didn't taste right to me.
What kind of Twinkie did you have? From somebody else?
It was just the original Hostess Twinkie.
Oh.
Because I was watching Zombieland and I had a.
Okay, go ahead.
I was watching Zombieland and had a craving for Twinkies after watching that.
Yeah, I like how somebody pointed out that when they were in that one grocery store and he was going to smack that dude in the face with his banjo or whatever the fuck that was, the Twinkies were right there on the shelf next to him.
Yeah, he didn't even notice them. Whatever happened to the show Amazon was going to do, the Zombieland show?
No idea.
I got Amazon Prime, and I was like, oh, yeah, Amazon's going to do a Zombieland TV show, and I couldn't find it on their webpage. And I know they said they released it already.
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, I never seen it either.
It's supposed to be, like, I guess, like the same characters, but obviously different people playing them.
Well, that's going to be beat.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching Batman from 1990 to fucking now.
Speaking of Batman and Robin, man, Chris O'Donnell, man, he got his own fucking TV show now.
Him and LL Cool J on NCIS LA or something like that, right?
Is he on that show?
Yeah. What a
no,
terrible
I'm talking,
character.
I'm talking about a different show. He got his own show, like it's just him.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I know he played on NCIS. I saw that shit because sometimes, I think it's on, but yeah, I caught it before Raw before. And I was like, holy shit, that's Chris O'Donnell, that's Robin. And then I'm like, oh, it's LL Cool J.
Maybe I just didn't realize that he was on that show. I know LL Cool J was on there, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
My bad.
So you guys had black walls on here before?
Not for an interview, but we do have his track that features Lil Key, like I was telling you.
Yeah. He's a pretty chill dude. You know, he's starting to blow up now. Like, he's starting to get some mad attention. He gave me some inside info that I can't give away right now, unfortunately. But, like, it's some pretty interesting shit. Speculating.
Gotta love when people do that. I got big news for you, but I can't tell you.
Well, that's like I went on, I don't know, you ever heard of Hatchet's Wicked Wild Show?
I just did right now.
Yeah, same here just now.
Well, Hatchet's Wicked Wild Show, I went on there before. And fucking, I go on there and I'm like, oh, I'm talking about the mixtape. And I'm like, yeah, there's a mystery person that's going on a mixtape. And the dude's like, oh, yeah, who is it? And I'm like, well, it wouldn't be a mystery, you know? And
exactly.
So, like, we're taking a break. We're smoking a butt, outside smoking a butt. And he's like, so off the record, who is it? I'm like, yo, I told you. I'm not going to fucking tell you. And, like, he bugged me for it for a good hour because we did this show. I was with him for, like, an hour and a half. So, like, a good hour after, he's, like, bugging me. He's like, so, you know, come on. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you. Finally, like, this dude's mother-in-law looks at him and goes, yo, he's not going to tell you, so get the fuck up.
So
like I said, dude, I can't tell.
Just kidding.
All I can say, it's either going to make, it's not my personal, like, I wouldn't have chose this person because, you know, some shit that went down with this guy. But it will either make or completely break the mixtape. And, you know, we're willing to take that chance.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and if you guys like the page, the download will be available September 3rd. The link for it is it's completely free, so you guys won't have nobody has to pay for it.
Gotta love free music.
Yeah. So, Havoc, do you ever go into any of the shows up in Hartford?
I think the last show I've been to in a while was probably back in maybe 2009 at the end of it.
Yeah.
Was it about 2009 or 2008? One of the fucking two. But I think it was 2009. We went up to Rhode Island for a show with Illegal. Again, Bogus Trizzy was there.
Yeah. We're looking to get some shows going for Firewater, but they've never done shows before, so they're kind of nervous, so I have to kind of coach them around with that shit.
Oh, I mean, you know, like, if you're looking for shows, man, like, hit up Be Local of High Down Records.
Don't get me wrong, I know Be Local, him and I did a show once together, but, like, I'm not going to hate on Hightown, because, you know, I like what they got. I like what they got going. Be Local did a show for us once and showed up, did his set, and then bounced. And then that was kind of, you know, that pissed everybody off.
Yeah, things like that do piss people off. I understand that.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to hate on him because that was then. You know, it's a totally different, you know. I'm not even doing Cell Block Cycle shit anymore, so that's like a clean slate to me now. You know, I let that shit go. But at the time, man, there was a lot of people there that were, you know, after they left, the crowd was, you know, people in the crowd, what was there, because it wasn't very many people that were there. But the crowd, you know, they were yelling out, fuck Hightown.
Damn.
Yeah.
I guess that's
or I don't know, hit up fucking Reject, because I know like Reject and Mad Max actually went their separate ways from Hightown Records.
Oh yeah.
So you know, so like if you're looking for shows, definitely hit them up.
Yep.
Reject you can find on fucking Facebook. Mad Max, that's like finding Where's Waldo.
We that same show we did. I don't know if you heard Lyrical Assassins.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, we they did the show with us. Slicko.
Never heard of Slicko before, until now.
Slicko, it was funny. Slicko actually was talking shit to my girl and didn't know that we were dating.
Damn.
I won't even get onto that because I don't care. I don't want no beef. That's like that's one thing like with us with the Straight Jacket, man. We're like, we don't want no beef with nobody, you know. If somebody wants to beef with us, man, talk to us first. See if we can work it out. If not, then, you know, commence the beating, the beef. But other than that, you know, we all family. We all juggalos.
Yeah, that's true.
And unless for some obscene reason, some fucking mainstream rap group starts dissing us, then we're going to war.
Yeah, like JR is going to war with these dumb fucking radio stations out there that are trying to be JR, but they will never ever succeed.
Nah, man, if it ain't run full time by juggalos, man, it ain't for real. Like, don't get me wrong, sometimes it's hard, you know, you might need to find somebody to fill slots and shit, but come on now.
I mean,
I've seen there's a couple other stations around. I can't really think of the ones off the top of my head, but I see them like in horrorcore promoters and shit like that. There's this one that's run by a chick. I can't remember her name. I see it all the time. It's always posted everywhere.
No clue.
That doesn't really help.
Yo, that was 10 points right there.
Yeah, man, 10 points for confusing the fuck out of us.
So how many listeners do you guys usually get, like, on a normal basis?
Again, it varies.
No, not very many.
I mean, as of late, we really haven't had that many fucking listeners because of the fact we have so many motherfuckers out there trying like making new radio stations and radio shows and stealing all of our listeners and being two-faced.
Yeah, we bring people in here, they see what's going on here, and then they're like, hey, I could do this, and they make their own fucking show.
Hey, Doctor Strange is tuning in, the fucking half-owner of the label.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
He just commented on the Straight Jackets page, said he's tuning in. Whoop, whoop, Doctor Strange.
Whoop.
Motherfucker, get a hold of me.
You know, Ghetto, I think it's funny how I found a fucking Sub-Zero costume up on fucking Google, but it looks more like fucking Shredder than it does Sub-Zero.
Well, maybe it is Shredder.
I was wondering who that lone guest was.
Who is it? Shredder.
I think that lone guest is you because,
Well, it shows that there's two guests in here, and I think it's Strange as the other guest.
That shows one guest to me. Let me refresh and see what the fuck happens. Yeah, it's just showing one guest.
Huh. Oh, yeah, I'm not on right now. I'm on the phone.
Okay, okay, so then it's possible that it is him.
Yep.
I just
asked him if there's anything he wants me to talk about. Since he's the boss.
Yeah, but if there's anything you want to talk about, call it, Ben, 646-716-8054.
Can you keep us both on the phone at the same time?
Yep.
You can? Hodge.
Yeah.
Call us.
Dude, we could have at least up to 50 callers at a time up on here.
Damn, I bet that shit's fucking crazy.
It's crazy when we have fucking big ass interviews and then you got all these motherfuckers wanting to get up on here and fucking talk and shit like that. I mean, fuck, man, like, back in 2009, like, we had fucking Ice-T up on here. And, you know, this shit fucking blew up like a motherfucker. Like, they had, like, so many people, you know, wanting on, wanting to ask him questions. Like, so many people getting pissed because of the simple fact, you know, we couldn't get to, like, every single person. So they, like, pissed off about it. Like, come on, think about it. We have Ice-T. Do you really think every single one of you are going to get on the line to ask a question? Within 2 hours. No.
Damn.
However, nowadays what we're gonna be what we do is when we have interviews, we will take a question from one person and what we're gonna do is we let people ask one question only. Not like 1,000 or 2,000 questions at a time. But one question, and then once that question is asked, you either A, hang up, or B, get muted, and you will not get unmuted again, because, you know, it's only a 2-hour show, and, you know, and, like, if there's, like, fucking 50 callers up on here, you know, there ain't no way to help, you know, but, you know, we're gonna be able to, you know, like, make people, like, ask, like, more than one question, you know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
But, also, and this is because of a motherfucker by the name of Dickless Conundrum. If you decide to start fucking freestyling during an interview, your ass is gone in a heartbeat.
Nah, you don't have to worry about that, man. I don't rap. I don't anymore, so.
Well, no, because like, what it was, like, you know, like we had fucking Rich of Strange Music up on here for an interview. And Dickless Conundrum of DC fucking I forget what it said, we just call him Dickless Conundrum. And you know, he fucking calls it and he starts freestyling, and the minute the interview's over, I'm told to call Strange, and I get fucking bitched at because of the fact, you know, motherfucker decided to freestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you want to ask him a question, that's different. But, you know, when, you know, there's an interview going on, you know, you got to be a little bit more, you know, courteous and professional about it at the same time. Otherwise, you know, that's going to fuck shit up for us at the same time. Because, I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, having orders from Strange for interview, that's fucking big. And if you fuck that shit up, that shit gets out not just with Strange's artist, but it'll get out to, like, you know, like Psychopathic or Subnoise and shit like that, you know, and pretty much, you know, fucking us over, getting, you know, like, getting big, like, interviews again with any of them.
Yeah.
So, no free song.
Let's see. We do have 3 rules up on here that we try to enforce, but you tend to fail at it sometimes. But there's 3 words that nobody is allowed to say up on here, otherwise you get fucking put in the penalty box for 5 minutes. You cannot use the word, and I'm saying them because I am putting myself in the box. But you got the words are bro, swag, and YOLO. You use them. You're fucking muted for 5 minutes.
Yo, I am not going to say any of that.
And a new rule I'm coming up with, just because of the fact, you know, we had the likes of our boy Poopoo Ninja who called in and kept using the same word over and over. Marinel, if you say your word, I don't know, 3 times after you've been in the fucking penalty box, you are going to be officially booted from the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you, man. That shit's just fucking stupid.
Man, we haven't put anybody in a penalty box for a long time.
Yeah, because
stupid words.
Exactly.
I am posting the shit out of this right now to get people to tune in. I'm going.
It's like it's like therapy for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, except we actually work.
Yeah, it's like a shark goal. You'll learn your lesson.
I mean, shit, fucking Pupa didn't learn his lesson so well, he decided to go and join the Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't even know what the fuck he was saying half the time anyway.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But there, Ben, yeah, like, I found some fucking, dope-ass fucking, mask and shit of, like, fucking Sector, Smoke, and Cyrax from fucking Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
What, are you going to be somebody from Mortal Kombat or something?
I've been thinking about fucking, you know, like, actually getting these fucking costumes, actually doing that.
So fuck? I don't see Havoc doing that.
I could be like the fucking fat version of like of Smoke.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I'm gonna say, but like I'm looking up on eBay, and they got like fucking masks for like Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Smoke, Reptile. All right, I'm pretty sure Gil G would definitely get the one for fucking Sub-Zero, since he is Sub-Zero.
I'm not Sub-Zero, what the fuck?
Yes, you are.
Yo, not to cut you off and change the subject, but I was just told to let you guys know that Joey Quarters, his solo debut mixtape, is coming soon, but there's no official release date. But I just want to let you guys know that. Strange wants me to talk about Strange Beats. He makes beats and everything. And he's working on his first song, Standing at the Crossroads. And so far he's got one verse done, and he's almost done with the second one. This is first ever recording, ever.
Hell yeah.
Well, he may as well do something since he makes beats, though.
Yeah. He started making the beats on my suggestion. Because I told him, I was like, man, we're going to start this record label, we need to get our own beats so we can start selling our own shit.
Well, have you put anything
on? My question is, how much does he charge for the beats?
It varies right now. I don't know. That's something that he'd have to elaborate on. You can add him on Facebook. It's Strange Beats. I'll actually send you the URL.
I actually have him add me, because I'm still in Facebook jail, so I can't add anybody.
Alright.
Yeah, you should know this by now, man. Old Juggalos are in that fucking Facebook jail shit.
I'm actually not in Facebook jail.
Wow. Neither am I just recently got out.
Now, what do you get that from, adding too many people?
No, it's from, you know, trying to add somebody, and they say, I don't know you, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that hasn't happened to me yet.
Happened to me a lot, man. Fucking been blocked for months.
Damn. So what's it do? It blocks you from adding people?
Yeah, and sending messages to people that aren't your friends and whatnot.
Oh, damn, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it really is.
That is real fucking stupid. Why would they do that?
But yet, like, people could post, like, nude photos and they could stay up there forever.
Yeah, it's because nobody's gonna fucking rat that shit out.
Like, this one time I saw that somebody was using a picture of mine on their page, and I was like, what the fuck is there a picture of me on this page for? And then they kept deleting my comments and shit, so I reported their page, but then I got my page deleted.
Oh, yeah.
That's how Facebook works for you, man. They're a bunch of fucking assholes.
Well, it's like with music. Like, if you hit your page, like, only a certain amount of people that like your page can actually see it unless you pay for it.
Wait, what are you talking about? You gotta pay for Facebook?
Like, with your like page, only a certain amount of your fans that liked your page, unless they add you to their interest list, they only see the like, I think it's like 47% see it.
I had no idea about any of that.
All right, he said he just added you, so.
All right, well, once I'm able to get there in time to accept it.
Get there in time. What do you want to fucking take?
What do you want, a fucking time light? Like, time for that? Oh, shit. This thing's too loud.
Now we're back in the chat room.
Yeah. Get OG, give me $55.
For what?
Give me
Because, man, I'm up on fucking eBay, and I found the Green Ranger communicator for
$55. $55? Fuck out of here.
Don't you want the flute, yo?
Man, I got that, except it's kind of snapped in half. But it still works, I guess.
Yo, I can remember when I was a kid, man, I used to have the flute, and you, like, you press the buttons, and it would play the fucking songs and shit.
Hell yeah, man, I had that shit, too. Still got that.
Damn, I wish I still had it.
Wait, you know what, better yet, Ghetto G gave me $750.
What's that, for the whole outfit?
Oh, man, for a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Green Ranger Dragon Morpher autographed by Jason David Frank.
Nah,
man, I'm sure,
they want.
I'm sure you can, you know, just hit them up and tell them you want them to fucking sign something for cheaper.
Yo, you know, he didn't even play the character in costume. He only played himself.
Well, actually, that's not true. Like, a lot of the stunts that were actually done by the Green Ranger were actually done by Jason David Frank himself, though, too.
Says you work at Hightown Records?
Oh, used to.
Oh, you used to. What did you do at Hightown?
I was actually the vice president of the street team back over on MySpace.
Oh. You should join up with the Straight Jacket Records Connecticut street team, yo.
I'll probably do that tomorrow. Once we're done doing this, once the show ends, I'm going to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
My
why the fuck you need sleep, man? Ain't you off tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. But,
and you were off today? Like, what the fuck?
Exactly. I'm also, it gives me a perfect chance to actually catch up on my sleep.
You can sleep all fucking day.
I wish I could sleep all fucking day.
I could. But once my movie gets here, I kind of want to watch my movie.
Yeah, and be disappointed that Hatchet 3 is fucking terrible, just like the second one.
I haven't watched Hatchet 3.
You seen the first one?
Yeah.
The first one was alright, the second one sucked, and now there's the third one.
You know what movie I just saw recently I liked? It was The Conjuring.
I have not seen that yet.
That's actually pretty sick.
People say it's real scary. Did it scare you?
No. No, it didn't scare me. Dude, I grew up on horror movies. That shit don't bother me. That's probably how I got turned into being a juggalo at such a young age.
Could be.
Well, it's like I always say, you know, people got a problem with horrorcore rap, and it's like, look, man, you know, it's pretty much, you know, if Jason could talk and he could rap, this is what he'd be rapping about. Or, you know, this is what Michael Myers would rap about if he rapped.
And if he talked.
Well, he did talk in the Halloween 2 remake, which was fucking terrible.
Well, yeah, he talked as a kid, but when, you know, he was older, he didn't talk.
in the Halloween 2, the remake Rob Zombie did, at the end of the movie, he said something. I can't remember what it was. It's been such a long time since I watched it, but like it's just before he gets shot at the end of it. And he's like, no, or something like that.
I don't think I've ever heard him talk.
Now, does that really count for talking if he just said that?
Yeah, I thought, I don't know, but like nothing against Rob Zombie. Like, you know, the first one was pretty good, but that one, man, that one was just terrible.
See, Hatchet was good, and Hatchet 2 sucked. See that? You shouldn't do more than one movie.
You guys see Evil Dead yet?
Yeah, it was all right.
I like the original.
I mean, I did enjoy the whole, bitches covered in blood and whatnot. That was pretty cool.
Well, that's always dope, yo. You know that.
Or, like, the tree fucking that one bitch.
Yo, that was nothing compared to the original. The original was, like, full on, and she actually liked it for a second there.
But, yeah, other than that, the movie was just pretty boring.
Yeah.
It felt drawn out.
They just didn't do enough with the movie. Maybe that's why it was so boring.
Well, the whole, like, the ending with the fucking whatever comes out of the ground and everything, I'm just like...
Yeah. Well, that was like, pretty cool. I liked that part.
Like, that shit was cool, but I was like, man, now this just needs to end. It was like, at that point, the rest of it was just like, it needs to end. But The Conjuring was good, man. That was really, well, plus, you know, Havoc might understand, you know, living in Connecticut, Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yep, of course.
Yep. It's about one of their cases. And actually,
I fucking read about that.
Actually, she has a cameo in it. A quick cameo.
But you know what movie is really, really good? And it's not horror. Olympus Has Fallen.
I actually watched that too. I rented that on demand on my cable last week.
I got that sitting downstairs right now. Still gotta watch that.
It's like some of these movies that flopped to the box office. They're like, man, that's actually not that bad, and it flopped.
Yeah, that's definitely a good movie. I'm trying to think of what other movie it was I told Gil G that he would like.
He told me I would like A Haunted House. Now that movie definitely flopped.
A Haunted House, isn't that the, trying to think.
That's the comedy one with the Wayans brothers and whatnot.
That shit was just fucking stupid, man. It was funny, but it was just like, it gets to the point where it's like, all right, just I want this to end now so I go to bed, you know?
Kind of like Meet the Spartans.
Yeah, exactly. They're making a second 300.
No.
Yeah, they are.
This is retarded!
You know how Hollywood is, man. They try to fucking make money off of any little thing they can.
Yeah, like how they ruined the Ninja Turtles.
Yes, they did ruin the Ninja Turtles. Eastman and, you know, they're from New Hampshire, from actually not too far from where I'm from.
Oh, the Ninja Turtles?
No, the dude that created the Ninja Turtles. Nope, they're from New Hampshire.
Cool.
Yeah.
I will say this: I am looking forward to the new new Turtles movie that they got coming out.
You see this shit? Yeah, it looks pretty kid dope. They got on Xbox Live. They're having a game in Ninja Turtles Into the Shadows. It actually looks pretty sick too. It's a part of the like Xbox Live summer fucking marketplace shit.
Did you say it's gonna be a video game?
It's going to be what?
Oh. You say it's going to be a video game?
Yeah, there's going to be a video game that's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Into the Shadows. It's going to be on Xbox Live.
Come on, man. The old school Ninja Turtle game was fun, but fuck,
which
are you going to do
like,
with it now?
Which one? The old NES one?
I think it was on Nintendo.
The old NES, man. I couldn't get past the part where you had to swim through all the fucking corals and shit.
All I remember from that game is fighting fucking Rocksteady.
You had to jump. Yeah, I remember that. That was the end of the sewer, right?
I don't even know. It was like in an apartment building or some shit like that.
Oh, you're talking about the arcade game.
Yeah, the arcade game.
Yeah, man, I remember playing that shit. That was fucking sick. You had to watch out for the rocks that fall between the buildings.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
If you have a PS3, do not decide to go and buy and download the fucking arcade game that they put up there for PS3. I mean, because I downloaded fucking X-Men, like the old arcade version of that shit, and I beat it within under fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah, man, it beat in less than a half an hour. It was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, fucking Xbox, they're doing like the two free games a month shit. I got like Assassin's Creed 2, Crackdown, what is it? The other games I got. Oh, Fable 3, they gave away for free. It's the last one they just did. I don't even know. I can't remember the last one they just did, but I just downloaded. But yeah, some of the games they're giving away are all right. They're old, but they're all right.
Ed, I'm going to kill fucking the people that are recreating fucking the Turtles movie right now. Because they're changing the fucking Shredder's name.
What are they changing his name to?
Well, I mean, like, it's going to be kept as a Shredder, but like, instead of calling him fucking Oroku Saki, they're going to call him Eric Sachs.
Huh?
Yeah, what?
Well, originally, did you hear the original screenplay for it? They were going to have him from outer space and shit, and then they were like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I heard about that. Fuck that.
Oh, no. No. But no, man, but the fact that, Shredder, has always gone by the name of Oroku Saki, and to fucking change it to fucking Eric Sachs. What the fuck? That's like changing the name of fucking Splinter to something American. Keep it Japanese.
Yeah, it was Oroku Saki.
Oh. Yeah, for Shredder, it was Oroku Saki. And for Splinter, it was Hamato Yoshi. Like, come on, keep it Japanese. Keep it Japanese. Don't bring it fucking American. Yes, Americans are good and shit, but keep it Japanese. But then that way, we ain't gonna say fuck it. Or so that way, we can just say fuck it and not pronounce it and just mispronounce it the way that we usually do it. Anything that's foreign.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck you're trying to say. Can we move on?
Move on. Next subject. We have a listener. You know who's listening to us right now?
Who the fuck is listening?
Black Waltz is listening in right now.
Well, Black Waltz, you got about 2 more minutes and then we go off air.
Ain't that dude that was just on our mixtape or some shit?
Yep, that'd be him. Oh, now he's got a minute. Then we go off air and nobody can hear us.
You got 1 more minute. So I got 1 more minute to plug the fuck out of Straight Jacket Records and make sure you guys add it, like it, so you guys can get the mixtape when it comes out and everything.
Well, your time starts now.
Make sure you add Straight Jacket Records. And when you do like us, make sure you add us to your interest list, so that way everything that we post, you are able to see. Most popular city. Oh, sorry, I got sidetracked there for a second. But yeah, mixtape drops September 3rd. Make sure you get that shit. Joey Quarters' new solo debut mixtape is dropping soon thereafter.
Hell yeah.
Firewaters mixtape, Firewaters EP shall be dropping very, very soon, as soon as we get that shit out. We're going to have a music video out with that too. So before the EP, there will be a music video of one of the songs, so everybody can check that out. But I want to take the time. Thank you for allowing me to come on and talk to you guys for a good, you know, 2 hours. It was nice talking to you guys. Good meeting you guys. But I'll definitely keep in touch, you know, calling every once in a while, you know, whatever.
Hell yeah, man.
But, yeah, I think I'm going to go to bed now. So it's good talking to you, homies. All right? Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Mm-hmm. Peace out if you're still here.
Think you already hung up.
Did the show
end? You see, man? Huh?
I said, did the show end?
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock.
But
see, here we go,
90
man.
Seconds.
You see, man, there we go. Fucking brought in a fucking new listener. And caller. And artist.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. He just added me out of the fucking random blue.
Yeah. The only reason I knew that he added me on Facebook earlier is because I tuned in and he was talking about Coast to Coast. I was like, man, I just saw this. Shit on that person's face is that it be.
Oh, that's probably because I told him to add you too.
Well, that would explain why I had a friend request, yes.
And it's cold as fuck in my room.
Cold?
Yeah, my air conditioner is retarded.
Man, I could be sitting in my AC and I could still be hot.
Not with my phone AC, but my AC, when that shit's on, man, it's cold as a dumb bitch in there.
Man, I could sleep in the fucking freezer and still be hot.
Well, in that case. Well, we put you in bed and I'm fucking in the freezer at work.
but then in like the winter time, like my feet get really fucking cold, and like that's it. I don't understand that at all.
Well, then again. Half my coworkers at work call me crazy as a motherfucker because of the fact, you know, they all when we're either in a cooler or in the fucking freezer, they have the hoodies on. I'm in the fucking shit with just a t-shirt. Well,
yeah, man, fuck that. Fuck putting a hoodie on. So here's something strange. Did you know that Boo Bear was a part of the Underground Girls?
No.
Like, what the fuck is that about?
I don't know.
Did I just allow anybody to be on that?
I guess so.
Because I saw her and I was like, the fuck is Boo Bear doing all this shit?
Well, obviously they didn't just anybody up on there. I mean, they got fucking Second Killer up on there.
No. The Underground Girls.
Oh. I don't know. I didn't really notice that she was a part of that.
Yeah, she has an album on there.
You realize she's underage, right?
Yeah, ain't she like 16?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter there.
I guess not.
She probably liked all her photos too.
Probably.
Oh, yo, how about that Megan girl that's always posting in old Juggalo's chat? The respect crew attacked her.
What?
Because of a picture she posted up earlier.
Wow.
Yeah. That was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I think one of these days I'm going to go up in there and I'm going to post a fucking picture of like a half-naked chick and a fucking brown pair. He's like, smash or pass?
Man, somebody posted up, what was it? It was, smash or blaze it or some shit. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You want me to set you on fire?
I guess so.
And then there was one for this really fat girl. It was like, date or smash? Neither.
I think that those motherfuckers don't fucking eat or late nowadays as well.
Like, that shit doesn't make sense, like Ricardo Rodriguez being with RVD.
Yeah. That really doesn't make sense.
Man, I was expecting him to come out with, like, Rey Mysterio.
Dude, I was too.
But RVD? What the fuck?
Now I'll fucking, Ricardo needs a fucking whistle, and he could be the Spanish version of Bill Alfonso.
So did you enjoy that the King got real excited for Sin Cara to come back. He did one move, and then he got injured.
Man, that was fucking amazing.
I was like, really? He got injured again?
Man, that's why I was like, and he's down and not getting back up.
What the fuck, man? Why did you even bring him out?
I know, man. I mean, you know, at least bring somebody out that, you know, that's not gonna get injured while facing Alberto Del Rio.
He did one fucking move.
Yeah, and I was fucking flying through the fucking top rope.
That was so terrible.
Well, I have a DVR, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna probably watch it again here soon. I'm just getting out, and the minute it gets there, okay, and replay. Injured, over and over.
Man, they went from like two good parts with CM Punk and then the Wyatt family to two shitty parts. With like,
yeah.
3MB and The Miz and Wade Barrett.
And Sin Cara getting injured.
Well, that took place before all that shit.
Oh yeah, but still, you know, they should probably just, I don't know, release him from his contract. So that would, because, you know,
give different moves to use or something so he doesn't hurt himself.
Yeah, just fucking wrap him in fucking bubble wrap.
Yeah, put him in fucking bubble wrap.
And every time he does like a fucking splash or something like that, the fucking bubbles just keep popping.
That'd be pretty fucking funny.
Well, besides walking in and touching.
That'd be more entertaining than watching Del Rio wrestle.
I can just see it now. See cars running around with fucking Bulver up in the ring. Pop, 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 pop. Fucking Del Rio and Booker T start fucking getting down and fucking thinking that they're being shot at.
No, let me take that back. That'd be more entertaining than watching Roman Reigns wrestle.
Yeah. So, man,
I was about to stab somebody if I had to see that fucking spear again.
Yeah, he saw for a third time tonight.
Like, whenever Daniel Bryan was walking down, I was like, man, he's going to get fucking speared. Boom, there it is. You fucking predictable bastard.
Oh, bud.
Go back to fucking whatever that other wrestling company is, man, with your one fucking move.
Yeah, go back to NXT. Wait, no. I take that back. Stay away from fucking NXT. Because without them there, it's actually good.
And then with all those damn matches and shit going on, fucking Seth Rollins, he's probably going to be injured.
Yep. And then, of course, fucking...
landed on his leg so many fucking times.
But, man, like, that entire fucking ending of that shit was fucking predictable. Like, I mean, like, you knew the fucking shit was going to whoop the shit out of fucking Daniel Bryan. And, yeah, no fucking anyone, or if anyone was going to deliver the RKO to him the minute he got into the ring.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could see him kind of moving towards him as soon as he was climbing up there.
Exactly. It was way too predictable.
So why all of a sudden did they team up with Randy Orton, though?
I don't know.
I mean, I like Orton and all, but why all of a sudden is he with, like, the McMahons?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to form, like another fucking corporation.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Except, you know, this corporation would end up having Randy Orton, Triple H, and the Shield.
No. Fuck that.
Well, I mean, considering the fact, you know, they had the Shield out there waiting for Daniel Bryan and anybody else that decided to make their way to the ring. But now, what I find funny about the entire shit is, while Daniel Bryan was getting his ass kicked, you had, like, the Great Khali, Mark Henry, all these motherfuckers up on the top of the fucking ramp. They could have ran down and helped his ass.
Didn't you hear Triple H that you're not allowed to touch him?
No. They said that, no, he said that he didn't want them touching Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
However, Triple H didn't say anything about them not, not touching the Shield and whooping the shit out of the Shield.
Well, why would they attack the Shield?
Well, I mean, come on. Fucking Mark Henry and Big Show are going to end up fucking facing off against the Shield for the fucking tag title soon. And then, of course, you got fucking RVD, who shows a fucking grudge against fucking Dean Ambrose. So, I mean, come on. Henry was up there. Fucking RVD was up at the top of the ramp. Fucking, I'm pretty sure Big Show was somewhere around there. Fucking Usos were there somewhere. So they could have came down and beat the shit out of the fuck out of the Shield.
Speaking of which, did you hear Michael Cole? He's like, RVD took Dean Ambrose to the limit last night.
Yeah,
in that like 5-minute match.
Yeah, but yeah, so I think, so think about that, man. Like we said,
Triple H said that they couldn't touch Daniel Bryan, but he never said anything about the Shield being off limits. So, you know, they could have just whooped the shit out of the Shield. Daniel Bryan could have gone into the ring and started whooping the shit out of fucking Orton, Triple H, Vince, and Stephanie.
Well, that was not the plan.
No, no, it wasn't. Man, I was kind of hoping to see, like, I was kind of hoping for Daniel Bryan to fucking lock fucking Stephanie McMahon into the goddamn fucking yes lock.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
But no, they don't do that.
Maybe you could bring the fat guy in the audience into the ring.
Yeah. Then Nessie sees fucking CM Punk running down to whoop the shit out of him.
Like, why the hell is he fighting with that dude?
I have no idea.
At first, I didn't know who the hell he was talking to, but then apparently he was talking to the dude in the crowd. I was like, what? So I was wondering who he was calling Fatso.
But that was one of the best fucking skits of them all tonight. Just he's goddamn fucking a fan in the fucking crowd.
Yeah, you fought with him. That wasn't in the script.
It probably wasn't.
And then Paul Heyman even worked that fat guy into to him talking.
Oh, man.
That dude made his presence felt.
He really did.
But one of them wrestling pages, man, is probably be like, that fat guy probably going to kill himself after verbal abuse from WWE Superstar.
Yeah, my question is, what do you think fucking CM Punk would have done if that fat did that, like, actually did jump the fucking rail and got into the fucking ring?
Probably try to fight him.
Yeah.
Kind of like how, you know, the one guy jumped in the ring and punched Randy Orton in the nuts.
Yeah. To this day, that's still one of the funniest things ever.
Yeah, you got people all like, who's that?
That happened again. Yeah, fucking like random fucking dude in the crowd fucking ring in and just fucking punching one in the nuts.
Yeah, that's how good the security is.
No. Hey, what would be even better, even funnier, is like if like some random dude just got in the ring and punched fucking McMahon in the nuts.
Yeah, I don't think that would ever happen.
And jump over the rail and fucking, I don't know, fucking kick fucking Michael Cole in the nuts.
That'd be funny as hell if somebody just reached over like the barricade and started choking him or something.
Yeah, fucking JBL would just fucking sit there laughing about it.
Yeah, man, that's funny. So he was what was he talking about? The whole time he was fighting with Michael Cole.
Yeah,
about he gets paid to be that shit and say that shit. Like, I don't know,
yeah.
Man. The whole time that that handicap match was going on, fucking, they were just fighting with each other about the Triple H.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I don't know. I didn't see the beginning of Raw, so I don't know what the fuck happened there. Or what them people were talking shit about on Triple H.
Well, pretty much what happened was, you know, fucking, of course, Cena's out for like a few months.
again.
Okay, well, you know, every time he loses, he's usually injured. But okay.
And then before he left, you know, he introduced fucking Daniel Bryan out to the ring, and before Daniel Bryan could talk, fucking Stephanie McMahon came out. Okay, I started talking shit to fucking Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan fucking smacked the microphone out of fucking Stephanie's hand. She got another one and ended up calling fucking security to, you know, to, like, escort him out, like, out of the fucking building.
And what happened after all that?
After that, there was a fucking rematch.
Guess who?
Damian Sandow versus Cody Rhodes.
Are you serious?
Yes, Damian Sandow won in the rematch, and he got pinned for the second time.
Was there anything after that?
Probably. I think there was, like, one match. Oh, wait. Yeah, there was a fucking, I think the Divas tag match was after that. I don't know if you saw that tag match or not.
I saw the AJ match. I saw a little bit of Paul Heyman talking. But was there anything before that?
Nothing important. I mean, besides the fact that they actually had fucking Zack Ryder and fucking Justin Gabriel and like, you know, for fucking Foot Locker.
Yeah, I saw that. And then Fandango was there too.
Yeah. I'm a dancer. Those are...
He's like, those were amazing shoes.
Hey, fucking ask. Of course, yes. Can you dance in the shoes?
Like, question is, can he even dance? Like, he does the same fucking dance every time he's there.
I don't think he can dance.
He learned one dance, and that's it. But that's all right. He can keep coming out, man, as long as he brings Summer Rae.
Yeah, fucking Fandango has the dancing skills of fucking Tons of Funk.
Tons of Funk. Speaking of which, earlier I was gonna buy a Funkasaurus necklace.
Why didn't you?
Because I was talking to WWE earlier, asking them why I couldn't get this $5 off my $25 purchase. But the thing was, my order had to be over $25, but my order was only $24.99. Those fucking bastards would not fucking just go up a penny. So then I had to, you know, hang up with that person or whatever, and then I had to find something real fucking cheap on there so I can get this $5 off. And, like, they have a whole bunch of fucking gay-ass shit on there. Like, that was one of it. They had that fucking necklace, Funkasaurus, for, like, $1.49 or something like that. And then they had a fucking woo-woo-woo, you know it, fucking headband for real fucking cheap.
You should have gotten that.
I was thinking about it. But instead I picked up some Randy Orton tattoos for 99 cents. Yeah, they ain't have nothing for fucking real cheap, man, so I got some fucking Randy Orton tattoos for fucking 99 cents.
And what else did you get with it?
Follow the Buzzards.
So you're going to be the apex predator following the Buzzard.
Yeah. I needed something to go over $25. So I can get $5 off.
Oh, man.
But see, like WWE, man, they do the whole thing TNA does too. Like, they give you the price, and then they give you shipping, but then there's a sales tax too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, motherfucker, can't you just add that into the shipping? Motherfucker thinking, I got enough, and then boom, more money added to it.
Now, was the butt was off the entire order itself?
No. Just what, well, yeah. I'll take it back, yeah. The entire order of what you have there, yes. $5 off of.
Oh, including the shipping?
Not so much.
Okay, yeah, fuck that.
All you gotta do is sign up for their mailing list or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah,
or you don't even have to do that. You could type in the code WELCOME5.
Yeah, man.
That dude was like, when's the last time you ordered something from us? I was like, man, it's been years. He's like, yeah, it must have been a long time because you're not even in the system.
So, what's the shipping for WWE?
$7.
And it'd probably be cheaper for me because I'm in Connecticut.
Plus, like, a dollar something sales tax.
Yeah, I think I'll wait till fucking Friday because I get my next paycheck. And I'll buy
Yeah, but this will be my first purchase in a few years and my last purchase for the next couple years. Can't buy too much shit off of WWE, man. They charge out the fucking ass.
I think this will probably be my very first order off of WWE.com altogether.
Yeah, matter of fact, I don't think I've ever bought anything off of them either. I've always bought it, like, you know, at, like, shows and shit.
Yeah, until now. Now you actually fucking buy off of them.
Well, now, if there was a show to be here, I still can't buy a shirt because they don't ever have fat people sizes when they come here.
True. They always have the fucking bulimic sizes.
Yeah. Who the fuck wearing a fucking large? Fuck out of here.
Apparently they want a large. It's funny because of the fact, I mean, come on, man. They don't have fat kids, but yet they have Husky Harris and Mark Henry.
They got a bunch of fat people. They got Brodus Clay, Tensai, Big Show.
Paul Heyman, the fat guy in the front row.
Fat guy in the front row, yeah. Wasn't he wearing like a punk shirt, though?
I think he was.
Or like a punk hoodie?
Yeah, I think so.
Fighting with his own fan.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, yeah, I like how Cesaro, man, he has two items on the shop.com, and they're both $25.
Oh, fuck.
His action figure and his T-shirt.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
Like, how is the action figure going to be as much as the T-shirt?
Yeah, I know, like, aren't action figures that use, like, $14.99?
Yeah, well, nowadays are fucking expensive as fuck, but...
Yeah, like, back in the day, they used to be, like, fucking $7.
They used to be, like, $5.
Well, that, too.
I used to collect that shit.
Now, $25. Oh, now that I finally warmed up, I've come back to my nice cold room.
Warmed up?
Yeah, man. I've been fucking downstairs in the living room the entire time.
Oh.
Avoiding the cold in my room.
Jeez. Afraid of the cold?
I'm not afraid of the cold. It's just damn. My fucking roommate gets cold. Man, it gets colder than the fucking freezer at work.
That's why they invented blankets.
Well, yeah. I mean, I use my blanket, but, only time I really need to use it is when I'm actually going to go to sleep.
Oh, you can't use it any other time? Is that your OCD?
Yes. let's see what kind of shirt I want to get for myself.
Yeah, good luck finding a decent one, man, because there aren't too many.
Yeah, I'm seeing this.
I'm sure they still got your Miz t-shirt there.
Let's find out. I think it's funny how they don't even have the Miz on the end. They have them on the T for the Miz.
Well, that's all right. You can't click on the thing that says the Bella Twins because it won't take you nowhere. But if you click on Divas, they'll have a little bit of merchandise there.
That shirt's not even up on here anymore.
Damn.
Yeah, they got rid of that shit. Quick. Maybe I'll go old school here and get fucking a old school fucking Just Bring It t-shirt.
Oh, wow. I would have never expected you to pick up a Rock t-shirt.
Hey, why not?
Why don't you get the Boots to Asses?
Maybe.
Man, I used to have a bunch of wrestling shirts, but then I gave them away. Mainly because they didn't fit me anymore.
Oh.
Like, I used to have the Rock t-shirt that said, "Finally, the Rock has come back to Pittsburgh."
Yep.
Back in the day, whenever the Rock used to call us trailer trash.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember those days.
Before everybody liked them.
Yeah.
But even then, people liked them.
Submit. There we go.
There we go, what?
Now, do I have to use this fucking coupon today, or can I just use it whenever?
Whenever you sign up.
I just signed up.
Well, so then you could use it whenever you go to buy something.
Sounds good, so then I'll wait till fucking Friday and I'll get something there.
But you gotta make sure it's exactly $25 or more.
Well, in that case, I'll get a fucking Mark Henry shirt. I'm pretty sure that's about to be something that's about to be $25 there.
No, it is probably $24.99 too.
Yeah. Well, here we go. A Mark Henry Bend on Destruction dog package.
What?
Yeah, they got fucking
a dog package for fucking Mark Henry.
A dog package? Like, for your dog?
Yeah. But one dog collar and one dog leash.
The fuck?
I don't know. What the fuck?
Why would you want a fucking Mark Henry collar for your dog?
I don't know.
Like, world's strongest dog.
Let's see. Wyatt family.
Yeah, two items. Which one do you want?
Maybe the shirt.
Shirt is fucking dope looking. You can't even tell me it's not.
Yeah, dope.
It's got an angry fucking lamb on there.
Or. Well, I definitely ain't going for a fucking WWE Shop Undertaker's gift card. Got it here.
What the fuck you want to buy a gift card for?
I don't know. I mean, come on, what am I going to do? Give it to myself? I didn't fucking use it?
That's like Strange Music. They got gift cards, too. The fuck I want to buy a gift card for? And they always have a thing in there where you could put in coupon codes or whatever. But they don't ever give you coupons.
No, they don't.
So start giving me some coupons, motherfuckers, and quit charging $20 for a fucking CD.
There we go. Now if I get a shirt, I found exactly what I'm going to get to go with it.
And what's up?
JR's beef jerky.
Man, I was actually thinking about buying some of that barbecue sauce.
Man, I would.
Because it was only like $2 or something like that?
$4.99.
You could buy a Caitlyn poster or an AJ poster.
Yeah, and at the same time, I'll be fucking stripping them in with my eyes.
Well, I didn't need to know all that.
There you go, Ghetto. You can get this. The Shield Justice Isn't Free rubber bracelet.
Man, I saw it. I do not want that. I want the one that says Ryback Rules.
There we go. I can always get myself a fucking Dolph Ziggler Stealing the Show t-shirt.
And your girlfriend. Nope.
And I'll get it in blue.
Get it in pink.
Fuck out of here. I don't want pink.
Fruity in your pink tea. Lame in your pink tea. People think you go both ways in your pink tea.
Ah, here you go. You can get a Dolph Ziggler 24-ounce two-pack tumblers.
Those are the gayest things I've ever seen.
Let's see, alumni. What the hell do you got for the alumni? Probably nothing. Stone cold.
Stone cold.
Or go with a fucking DX shirt.
Oh, yeah. Which one's that?
The Wage Outlaws. Oh, you didn't know?
There you go.
Or, let's see. Mick
Foley. Man, I wish I still had that DX shirt that says two words, suck it on the back, you know?
Or it could always be like a fucking Cactus Jack.
What's that? Wear plaid?
Yes. It's funny, they actually have a shirt up on here that has a, actually got like a plaid on it.
Do you know that they sell a bathrobe for Davey Sandow?
What the fuck?
Even when you can go to like Walmart and buy a fucking bathrobe for like really cheap.
Yeah,
like, why would you want to fucking buy one off of WWE? Or they have a pair of sunglasses for AJ. When's the last time you saw her wear sunglasses?
Never. Let's see what else we can find. Oh, I don't want people thinking I'm gay, so I'm not gonna go with some. I'm not gonna buy any prime time players.
I'm surprised they were actually on TV tonight.
Yeah, I know. They're cold as shit.
And they won.
Yeah, for the first time ever in our lives.
They won against the racists.
Here we go, I go to Rey Mysterio mask.
Yeah, I can see you wearing one of those.
Yeah, except, yeah, I can see it now. I put the mask on and all of a sudden I get injured.
No, that's Sin Cara. I can see you putting the mask on and trying to do the 619 on your cat.
Yeah, good point. So I'm going to steer clear of the Sin Cara mask.
Yeah, put the Sin Cara mask on and you try walking a little bit and you fucking fall over or something. Smash yourself off the wall.
Yeah, probably. Or fucking fall out the window.
Yeah, take a nice little dive out the window. There you go. You could put the Sin Cara mask on. You could go to WWE and you pretend to be Sin Cara.
Well, except I'm pretty sure they'd tell I'm not Sin Cara, just, you know, my stomach.
Come on, man. They thought Dolph Ziggler was Sin Cara.
That's true. Until fucking someone pointed out that, hey, that's not him. He has blonde hair.
And for the fact that he was taller.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I think I'm shorter than fucking Sin Cara. They definitely know I'm not him. Hey, that's not Sin Cara. He's shorter and pudgier than fucking Sin Cara.
Man, they probably wouldn't even notice. Telling you, man, they're stupid. Michael Cole wouldn't notice, that's for sure.
Of course not. There we go. I'll get one of these shirts. Kofi Kingston, I can fly!
With the Sin Cara mask on.
Yeah, and the Rey Mysterio pants. Then be like, yeah!
Yeah, three high flyers. You're bound to get hurt.
Yeah, more than likely.
You can get the Sin Cara armbands, too.
Yeah, there we go. No. Anybody yet? We'll combine four. I'll be Rey Mysterio, Kofi Kingston, and Sin Cara, and Ryback. All of them into one.
The hell are you going to wear from Ryback?
Let's see here.
The Feed Me More necklace.
Yeah, there you go.
I can wear that, like,
feed me more.
Yeah, that'd be a perfect slogan. That'd be a perfect slogan for you.
Yeah.
Feed me more injuries.
Yeah, feed me more injuries. You're welcome.
Now, tell me something. Who in their right mind would actually want to buy a fucking parking sign from the WWE? From WWE?
A parking sign that says what?
It's right back. Feed me more. Parking sign.
That fat guy in the audience?
Oh, he probably get that, yeah. That says, trespassers will be shell-shocked.
Wow.
Why can't they have something cool up on here?
Good luck with that.
Or go just get a fucking Brock Lesnar t-shirt.
Could do that.
Or can
the one that says I'm a Paul Heyman guy.
Well, that's actually a Paul Heyman t-shirt.
Isn't that on the one with the Brock Lesnar t-shirts too? Or is that like a two pack or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah, no, that's a package. They get the Brock. The Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman t-shirt package. Fine, fine. I will pretend to know fucking MMA and I'll get a fucking CM Punk sweatshirt.
Isn't that jiu-jitsu?
Well, jiu-jitsu would actually fall under MMA. Jiu-Jitsu is actually one of the forms of martial arts that they teach in mixed martial arts, along with karate, judo. I can't remember what the other ones are. I think it's Muay Thai. I believe is another one. There we go. I will get the CM Punk wrist sleeve with the X on them, going, I'm straight edge, while smoking a cigarette.
Fuck that. You just draw X's on your hands.
Yeah, I can probably do that.
What do you mean you could probably do that? You can do that.
Yeah, the permanent marker has a hard time of coming off.
Don't do it with permanent marker, you dumbass.
Man, that's all I have around here is a permanent marker.
When use a pen.
Let's see what they have here. Maybe they might have something cool. I could be the Cobra.
Speaking of which, where the hell did he go?
Yeah, Tim Murray was busy with his academy.
Yeah, and Kane's too busy working on his movie.
Oh, great! Kane's got a new movie coming out.
Yeah, See No Evil 2.
Oh, what was that? Second one come out?
Yep.
Oh, goddamn. What?
Interesting. That should be interesting. They explained how Kane was a part of a fucking, was actually on Smallville one time.
Why?
I don't know. He played Titan in season 6, episode 17. Track was called, the show was called Combat.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why he was part of Smallville War. I do know that they need to bring somebody in that, you know, because he whooped the shit out of fucking the Shield again.
Well, they got Mark Henry in the Big Show and the Wyatt family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I'm surprised Kane actually knows perfect English. He's not from, because he's not from America.
Where's he from?
Spain.
Spain?
Yeah, Kane was born in Torrejón de Arandas, Madrid, Spain.
What the hell?
Yeah. He now resides in Jefferson City, Tennessee.
Interesting.
So he's a big red monster from Spain who lives in fucking Tennessee surrounded by country music.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, those are off their edge. Send them to fucking Hollywood or fucking Canada or Mexico. Or Brazil.
Brazil?
Why not?
Man, nobody goes to Brazil.
Man, I would. For the fucking hot ass Brazilian chicks. Bring them back as a cool thing. Like, we're gonna actually good people. Instead of bringing all these new dumbasses that look gay as all fuck, like those fucking Matador people.
Yeah, what the fuck was that shit?
Bringing in a tag team that doesn't speak a lick of English, and they're a bunch of beaners that ride bulls. What the fuck?
Yeah, that gimmick's gonna be really stupid.
Yep, and it's gonna die out faster than anything.
Like, what the hell? That doesn't even fit into wrestling.
No, it really doesn't.
And on top of that, we got enough Mexican people.
Yes.
First, you need to get rid of Del Rio, and then you can bring these people in.
Oh, no. First, we need to get rid of Del Rio, Rodriguez. Keep those people out.
Well, Rodriguez ain't even really there anymore. He's just kind of there with RVD.
Yeah. Get rid of fucking Sin Cara. Since that motherfucker can't fucking wrestle without getting injured.
Yeah, just send his dumb ass back to Mexico so he could learn how to wrestle.
Yeah, without getting injured.
They pretty much already got rid of Rey Mysterio. He's not anywhere.
Rey Mysterio's coming back next month.
Yeah, whatever you say.
He was supposed to come back, I believe, WrestleMania, but, yeah, that didn't happen.
What? He wasn't there?
Nope. Yeah, I guess it's sort of another leave of absence due to a legitimate knee injury that put into storyline by an attack by Mark Henry. So he's supposed to come back, I believe, sometime this next month. You can get Rey Mysterio's book.
No.
Probably in Spanish, though.
Well, then I won't be able to read it.
Yeah, it's called Rey Mysterio. Well, books. No, okay, he's got about two books out. No? Yeah, two books. Oh, wait. Oh, it is one, okay. It's called Rey Mysterio, Behind the Mask. Sounds like a blatant ripoff of Von J's Behind the Paint.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, we got 4 more minutes left, and it's going to boot us off.
All right, we'll just hang up now.
All right, peace.
Perfect.